Let me in under the covers. Come on. It's not weird. It's cold. How could I after this kind of day? This is not how I expected a Swedish midsummer to be. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I knew there'd be drinks and all, but jeez. When Swedes say they're gonna get wasted, they really mean it. No, I didn't drink much, to be honest. I had a glass of wine, a beer, and obviously those disgusting shots we had for lunch and dinner. What did they call them again? Snaps, that's right. Yeah, it was awful. Back of my throat was burning for several minutes afterwards. I liked the songs we sang before we drank them, though. It was funny how everyone just tagged along when someone started. In the middle of lunch, even. I liked the lunch, actually. I didn't think I'd like the pickled herring, but it was pretty nice. I tried the custard and the onion version. Did you even try it? Yeah, I mean, the meatballs were obviously better, but that's not very surprising. Oh my god, do you remember the frog dancer on the maypole? I was so embarrassed. I think everyone else was too. At least the people in our age group. For some reason, they just went with it anyway. We hadn't even started drinking at that point. Yeah, you're absolutely right. We all looked like we'd gone mad. What did it mean in English? Something like, they have no ears or tails? And then just a bunch of ribbits as we hop forward. How did something like that even become a tradition? It was fun though. There were so many weird traditions on a single day. But in the end, I guess midsummer is mostly used as an excuse to drink, as we clearly saw. They just put up with the silliness during the day, only to drink enough to forget about it in the evening. I like some of the traditions though, especially the flower under the pillow one. Traversing through seven meadows to pick seven different kinds of flowers and put them underneath your pillow to dream of the person you love. It's so sweet. It's supposed to be some kind of magic that only works this night. It's really romantic, did you think? I don't think it's stupid. I mean, I didn't believe it would come true. It sounds like nonsense. Something you tell your kids. A Santa Claus kind of thing, you know. But, yeah, I do believe in it now. Because I had a dream just before I woke you up. And it wasn't like any other dream. It was special. No, I can't explain why it was special. It just... I was there, not just watching. I felt every emotion. The wind in my hair, the grass under my feet. No, I'm not drunk. The dream. It was about you. About us. We were dancing in one of the meadows in the morning dew. The sun was rising behind us and the wind sang through the trees. My hair was covered with the flowers I had picked. Suddenly, we stopped and looked at each other. You took my hand in yours, and we kissed. That's when I woke up. Why are you staring at me like that? I know it sounds weird, but I promise, this dream was different. What do you mean? It's crazy. Wait, what? You had the same dream, but you didn't even pick any flowers. That must be magic. It can't possibly be a coincidence, right? I know you're a rational person, but surely you can't deny this. There's no way. It has to be magic. If it only showed me, that's one thing. But if you had the same dream, it can't be anything else. Wait. Does that mean you actually like me? Yes. Oh, of you. I'm sure of that now. Do you love me? I take that as a yes. But I want to hear you say it. Thank you. Yes, I love you too. You know, the biggest tell for me that this was real and not just imagination. Do you know what it was? Actually, yes. How did you know I was wet? Oh, did you wake up with that boner too? Of course I noticed it. I just figured you got it when I climbed into bed with you. Well then, you have your new girlfriend wearing nothing but a t-shirt and soaked panties in bed with you. And we're all alone. What do you want to do with that boner of yours? You feel how wet I am, don't you? It's okay. You can put your hand inside my panties. Yeah. Gently rub my clit. The way you touch me. Oh shit, you push your fingers inside me. No, it's fine. Great even. Oh, I was just surprised. Baby, I'm really wet. I don't need any more foreplay. I want to feel your cock inside me. I'm ready. I'm ecstatic we're finally doing this. I've wanted it for a long time. You too. Let's make up for lost time then. We better start right now. Oh fuck, you're big. I had no idea. I didn't see your cock before you entered me. No, don't pull out. I was just surprised that you carried such a log in your pants. It feels great. So, fuck me. Yeah. You can go faster. Yeah. Just like that. You really fill me up with each thrust. Let me pull my t-shirt off for you. Do you like my tits? Do you like to see them bounce? Every time you enter me. Touch them. You don't have to be so gentle. You can squeeze them. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, God. You can suck on them. You don't need to ask anymore. I trust you. I am yours. As long as your big fucking cock is inside me, you can use me any way you please. You're going faster. Yes. Baby. Fuck me harder. Oh, yeah. It feels amazing. I fucking love you. Oh, kiss me. I want to taste you again. I'm getting close. I'm gonna come soon. come with me. Please, come with me. I want to feel you come inside me when I come on your cock. Oh, fuck. Yeah. You're gonna come. Do it. Fucking fill me with your cum. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh. Gushing inside me. Fuck, that felt too good. No, stay inside. You can just rest on top of me like this. Let me hold you. I'm so glad we took this trip. Just you and I. It's been wonderful. And what a day it's been. There truly is something magical about the Swedish midsummers.